Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and our study is a construction site tour, the tabernacle in the wilderness. In this session, we'll be looking at Romans chapter 6, verses 15 to 23. God paid the penalty himself. Let's read that passage in Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 15. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under law, but under grace? No, certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's return to the wilderness tabernacle construction site again in Exodus 26. Every detail of this structure symbolizes Jesus Christ. The silver base represents the blood foundation of salvation. The gold-covered wallboards represent the incarnation. And the four-layer roof represents perfect salvation. The four coverings of the roof from the inside layer outward is the white linen, the beauty of Jesus Christ's glory, the goat's hair, his sin offering on the cross. Now let's see the third and fourth layers of the roof. Exodus chapter 26, verse 14, the first part of it. You shall make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent. Ram skins dyed red. What does this represent? Jesus Christ as the substitute for sins. The color red speaks of the blood and the skin speak of the covering of the sinner. What is this covering? Where is this covering with sins first mentioned? Well, think about it. All the way back in Genesis chapter 3. Adam sinned by taking the fruit and broke with God by rebellion. Men pitifully attempted to cover his guilt with leaves. God rejected that feeble covering of sin and killed an animal. Maybe it was a sheep, maybe it was a goat. He poured out its blood and made clothing of the skins for Adam and Eve. What was the lesson? Adam was under a death sentence as a criminal for his sin. Adam must die for his sin for justice to be served. God provided a substitute for Adam to die in his place. A pardon can be made, but in God's economy, the death sentence must be carried out. A substitute must die and give its blood. Then the sinner can be covered by its skin. Substitutionary atonement. A substitute covering. God established it at the very beginning and it has never changed. This was the rule, no exceptions. Abel's sacrifice of a lamb was acceptable. Cain tried another way and failed. He gave the best of the ground as an offering to God, just as feeble as his father's fig leaves. Why? Because Hebrews 9:22 tells us, without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Abraham's planned sacrifice of Isaac in Genesis 22. Isaac was a sinner needing atonement. Abraham was set to slay Isaac, but God intervened. Verse 13 of Genesis 22. Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Again, God provided the substitute. Isaac was a sinner, deserving the death penalty. God's justice demanded death for sin, and justice was about to be carried out. But God provided. Notice the words, instead of his son. Do you think Abraham saw the picture of Christ? Look at verse 14. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Jesus Christ came to cover the sinner with his blood. The ramskins dyed red. He came to be a substitute for guilty sinners. He came to take the place of condemned mankind. He came to exchange places with those deserving death. Turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 33. It's the Good Samaritan story. Luke 10:33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. Came where he was. A picture of Jesus leaving his glory to come down where we were all bound for hell and took our nature, humanity. And in verse 34, so he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. A complete change of places. He took the man's place in the dust and put him on his own animal. That brings us to the outer layer of the roof. Look at it again, Exodus 26, verse 14. You shall also make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent, and a covering of badger skins above that. Badger skins. No beauty, very dull, drab, and a grayish color. Exposed to the sun and rain and storms, with no hint of beauty within. No hint of that beauty that's inside. A perfect picture of the humanity of Jesus Christ. Nothing attractive about him, Isaiah said. Only those who pass through the door, pass by the altar, and enter the tabernacle see the beauty. The outsider only sees the badger skins, the sin bearer, his deity veiled by humanity. Isaiah 53, verses 2 and 3. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. The badger skin represents all the world sees of Jesus. Wind-torn, rain-pelted, sun-baked, or frostbitten. He was recipient of all human hate. Spit on, punched, slapped, scourged, and finally, with nails on his hands and his feet, his blood spilled out and flowed down from Calvary's cross. The literal translation of the word is porpoise rather than badger. Porpoises were abundant in the Nile River and used primarily for shoe leather. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 10. I clothed you in embroidered cloth and gave you sandals of badger skin. I clothed you with fine linen and covered you with silk. The leather was for making shoes, and now they were asked to give up their source of shoes. Isn't that unreasonable? Lord, we need that leather for this wilderness. What do we do for shoes? Well, God's response, I plan for that. Give me your shoe leather and I'll take care of your feet. I'll give you shoes that don't wear out. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. Deuteronomy 29:5. I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 21. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. Israel trusted God, and they weren't disappointed. The church needs that faith today. If we're willing to turn over everything to His care and trust Him completely, He will never fail us. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. Their food was manna from heaven. Their meat was quail from the winds. And their drink was water from a rock. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ gave His life to pay the penalty for your sins, receiving the death sentence on the cross of Calvary. Have you accepted His payments, or are you still trying to pay off the penalty yourself? You answer that, and you have a great day.